Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy, happy Friday, the sound of the weekend, baby. It is 6:07 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yeah. It drives Greg crazy. That's why I do it. He doesn't like loud noises.
No.
Yet he has his headphones cranked up to like 15. So he can go, Bob, I can hear you breathing. I go, well, turn down your headphones. I've got to breathe.
Not always.
Happy, happy weekend. My friends, we have made it. And I think most people made it through Aaron, but not without some damage done. And saw some pictures from my cousin's house, and she's up there in on the Jersey coast, and flooding in the streets.
Oh.
Don't think it got into her house because they're elevated a little bit, and she's not right on the beach, probably two blocks off. But
wow.
Yeah.
Close, though. That's close.
Yeah. It's too close for comfort. Mm. But Aaron's out of here now, thanks to our friends at the credit union. That's escapes
Radiant.
Thank you.
They got rid of Aaron. Wow, that's pretty cool. There, man, that was nice of them.
That's a good credit union. That was they nice. Could get rid of it. Yeah. Thank you, Radiant Credit Union. Yeah, you can tell it's Friday. I've already pretty much checked out, mailing this in,
and it's only 6:09.
I'm on the beach right now, mentally. Yeah. What's left of whatever beach is on the East Coast. But let's see. Aaron is sustained winds 90 miles an hour, traveling northeast at 22 miles an hour. Out of here, out of town, out of the way, and that's good. And then they'll assess, kind of damages along the shoreline that has taken place over the last 24 hours. Now, that other disturbance that we were watching now has an 80% chance of cyclone formation. And this environmental conditions appear conducive for further development as it has been. Developing, and this is a couple of hundred miles east-northeast of the northern Leeward Islands. All right, and then there's disturbance number three. Forget about that. Okay?
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's look at disturbance number two.
Then
we got 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Aaron's gone. Forget about it. This is what I said was going to happen. You're going to have this choo-choo train coming off the African coast. This is the peak season. So disturbance number two, it sits a lot lower, shall we say, in the Atlantic than, the other thing. Following a path that's probably maybe even a little further south than what Aaron took. And
that's concerning.
That's cause for concern. 60% chance now of formation in 7 days. I mean, it's still a ways away from us, about 1,000 miles west-southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands. And it's pretty well organized, and they think it's going to organize further and become a tropical depression and then possibly a storm from there. So we've got time, plenty of time.
Sure.
But it's one that, we want to keep an eye on. And thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union, for sponsoring your tropical weather update.
Well, it's one of those you just hope that it being farther south, don't want that straight shot to the east and then that curve north, because that's where we are, and we don't want that.
No.
Yeah.
We don't want that at all. Federal judge. This is one of the top stories.
Are we tired of federal judge stories? I thought we were going to get past that. My goodness.
These are, you know, speed bumps in the road.
Yeah.
Trump keeps winning, but there are always some setbacks. And here's what we got here. Federal judge issued a preliminary injunction on Thursday, blocking Florida from further expanding Alligator Alcatraz Immigration Detention Center in the Everglades. U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams' injunction formalized the temporary halt she ordered 2 weeks ago. So this is on environmental reasons,
right,
and say that, yeah, you're going to do damage to a very sensitive area. Look, I got news for you, for the environmentalists. The Everglades is literally being destroyed by invasive species like pythons and other things. I mean, it is destroyed.
Yep.
Mammal life. Thousands of square miles, really. And you're worried that this one controlled area could destroy the environment? Come on, give me a break. Environmental groups and the Miccosukee tribe said that further construction and operations at the facility should be stopped until state and federal officials complied with environmental laws. Their lawsuit argued that the detention center threatens environmentally sensitive wetlands that have protected plants and animals, and that it would reverse billions of dollars in environmental restoration. I honestly don't know if that's true. It's going to actually undo restoration.
Seems extreme.
It does.
A little over the top.
The judge found that the detention center was at least a joint partnership between the state and federal government. Judge Williams said she expected the number of detainees in the facility to dip within 60 days through transfers to other facilities, and that fencing, lighting, and generators should be removed. Okay. Fencing, lighting, and generators should be removed. What? Environmentally, fencing is causing environmental issues.
Right.
Lighting? What are you, protecting sea turtles? No. And generators should be removed. Well, yeah, I mean, nobody likes the noise of a generator, but what are you worried that, you know? Well, there's no deer. I was going to say, you're worried about any mammals at all. They're gone.
Yeah, they got eaten.
They're dead.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it goes. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You win some, you lose some.
But it's not over.
No, not over.
They'd appealed immediately, so yeah, we'll see what happens.
So a little bump in the road there.
Yeah.
But there was a big win. An appeals court has thrown out the massive civil fraud penalty against President Trump. That's a huge win. I mean, this is where they had the ridiculous penalty.
Oh, yeah.
Part of the trial, it was about, he exaggerated the property values.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of case had never been brought to the court before, because it really, the only reason it was on the books was to fight scammers, real estate scammers, people that were, trying to rip off the banks.
Right.
The banks themselves in the Trump case said, nah, he's a great client.
And they got paid.
We're very happy. He's a whale of a client.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a big fish.
So no victim.
No, absolutely no victim at all. And, you know, so I guess partially because of the Eighth Amendment, like cruel and unusual or, you know, going way out of bounds.
Oh, yeah.
They literally were trying to destroy his business.
Mm-hmm.
And because for political purposes. A panel of five judges in New York's mid-level appellate division ruled Thursday that the original verdict secured by the New York Attorney General Letitia James in Judge Engeron's court was excessive. You think?
Yes, a tad.
You think it would have ended up costing Trump over $500 million? And really, I mean, maybe more. So here's while the injunctive relief ordered by the court, is well-crafted to curb defendants' business culture. The court's order, which directs the defendants pay nearly $500 million to the state of New York, is an excessive fine that violates the Eighth Amendment and the United States Constitution. Judges Diane Renwick and Peter Moulton wrote in an opinion shaping the appeals court ruling. Yeah, and there's more to this. It doesn't exonerate him at this point, but at least financially, you know, he's off the hook.
But the case was still ridiculous.
Oh, if you can't clearly see that this was, you know, weaponization of the judicial system used against a a political figure that they hate. I mean, Letitia James, the only reason for her existence was to get Trump. Much more to come on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and happy, happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Happy, happy Friday. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you never have to miss a minute of this fine show. Just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm just seeing this story, and it has to do with Nord Stream. Remember the pipeline that blew up?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Italian authorities arrested a suspect yesterday in the Nord Stream gas pipeline explosions. The arrest, at Germany's direction, is the first of its kind following that attack that happened September of 2022. And I was trying to get a timeline. You know, Putin went into Ukraine in February of 2022, February. So March, April, May, June, July, August, September. So, you know, 6-7 months later, and here's why it's important. The suspect apparently is a 49-year-old Ukrainian citizen identified by German prosecutors as Serhii K. He allegedly used a yacht chartered from a German port using forged documents to sail with a small crew near a Danish island in the Baltic Sea. Divers went roughly 230 to 260 feet underwater to detonate explosives, damaging two of the 23 pipelines built to deliver gas from Russia to Europe. The pipelines were not operational at the time due to sanctions against Russia. Investigators found traces of an explosive material, octogen, and that was on the yacht and at the blast sites. The suspect will be extradited to Germany, the last of three countries investigating the attack. Germany has issued one other arrest warrant for a Ukrainian diving instructor that's identified as Volodymyr Z. The Ukrainian government denies involvement. So
there was so much speculation. Did the Russians do it themselves? Did the CIA do it? You know, I mean, it was like a lot of options were given.
Well, and it doesn't mean those things are not necessarily true.
That's true, too.
They just narrowed it down to a suspect.
Right.
You know, who he was working for, I don't think has been determined yet.
Hmm.
So, yeah, there's still many possibilities there. But I don't think just any untrained person can, you know, go deep underwater several hundred feet and detonate pipelines. I think that's it could be, you know, more of a military skill set.
Sure.
Possibly. Yeah. Just saying. All right.
That would make sense.
Whew. What else do we have going on? The plague? What?
Excuse me?
Yeah. California resident has tested positive for the plague after likely being bitten by an infected flea on a Lake Tahoe camping trip. El Dorado County Health and Human Services Agency said Tuesday the individual is recovering at home under medical supervision. California Department of Public Health notified the local officials, quote, it's believed the person may have been bitten by an infected flea while camping in the South Lake Tahoe area, and health officials are investigating. Plague bacteria cause bubonic plague and are carried in the pathogen of rats. Ooh. They are still in many regions where the disease occurs. Plague bacteria most commonly spread by fleas that have fed on infected squirrels, chipmunks, or other wild rodents.
Wow.
And from 2021 through 2024 in that county, El Dorado County, they identified 41 rodents showing evidence of plague exposure. In 2025 so far, four more plague positive rodents have been found in the Tahoe Basin. And human plague infections are rare in the U.S., averaging about 7 cases per year, according to CDC. Most occur in the western states, particularly northern New Mexico and Arizona. Mm.
So one flea bite.
Yeah.
Oh.
Symptoms often begin with the bubonic form of the plague, which can cause health issues including fever, headache, chills, weakness, swollen lymph nodes. Without treatment, it can progress to a septicemic plague, which can cause stomach pain and bleeding into the skin.
That doesn't sound good. No, it doesn't.
No.
Wow.
It is important that individuals take precautions for themselves and their pets when outdoors, especially while walking, hiking, or camping in areas where wild rodents are present.
Wow, that's a little scary.
And if you tried to kill the rodents, I'm sure the environmentalists would go crazy.
Oh, they're protected, I'm sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is 6:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeart Radio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome, 6:38, the Bob Rose Show, rolling on. Greg Cassidy is here, of course. And we know you're busy. We want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. One place? Well, actually several places. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. What's this controversy about Cracker Barrel, huh? What? Somehow they changed their logo and they're woke? I don't know what this is. This is a fake controversy. This is a hype. This is somebody who's trying to make a lot of money off Cracker Barrel. Buy their stock right now. It's off more than 12% since this whole controversy started. There's an easy 12% gain. Boom, bang. Uh-huh. Easy money. You're welcome.
Go have some dumplings.
Disclaimer, don't follow my advice financially or any other way. But yeah, Cracker Barrel, they changed their logo. So, you know, what happens to the old man with the pipe and in a chair and he's leaning up against the barrel and they've eliminated that and just made it kind of boring. And
it is boring.
But who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't like Bud Light, you know? There's not somebody saying, you know, drink this and we can all switch clothes and genders and, you know, everything.
And even, I mean, they're taking away apparently the country folksy feel of the place and a lot of folks don't like that. So we'll see if, you know, there's a sale on antiques off the wall or something.
Now, listen, when I talk about Cracker Barrel, you know, full disclosure, I'm not a fan nor an enemy. I am very middle of the roadish. Don't never got what like the big deal was. My mom loved Cracker Barrel.
My sister does.
Yeah. You do.
We got great pancakes.
And whatever. It's okay. It's okay. It's just another restaurant. I didn't see the strong appeal. Maybe it's because I went there, people were buying all those trinkets and adding it to my bill before we left. I mean, that could be part of it. I don't know. But I've never been that homegrown, old-fashioned country cooking guy anyway. That never was... I didn't grow up with that kind of thing, so to speak.
My mom's from Mississippi.
So, yeah.
So Southern cooking, love it.
Yeah, to me, it's like, yeah. It's okay. I just never got the hype, and I don't get the hype about, so what, they changed their logo, and they're going to take some of the trinkets off the wall. You know, I guess it sort of reminds me of maybe being in somebody's grandmother's house, and you wonder, this old lady's cooking food, and some of those canned goods probably been in there about, you know, six generations, and there's dust on all those trinkets that's going to fall into my food. So, yeah, I never really...
That's funny.
Yeah. And I don't like the old country style oak tables and all that. That's just me.
Man, you are a Yankee, aren't you?
At times, yeah.
Apparently so, yeah.
Yeah, you go back to your origins, I guess.
Yep.
Well, look, it doesn't mean there's not country-fied people. You get outside Detroit, mm-hmm. Well, look at it. I mean, one of the top country stations that emerged and has been there for years is actually in Detroit.
Yeah.
So
you don't think about that, but yeah.
No, but there's plenty of countryfied people, and I just I guess both my mom and dad both came from big cities, and and I didn't, you know, only my grandfather, you know, that I ever got to know or meet because the other three were gone before I was around.
Well, so coming from St. Louis, that is a medium-sized major city, but most people that moved into there, a lot of them are from the country. Missouri is a rural state, and so that's why I guess they do. I like them. I love their dumplings are great, but again, their pancakes are some of the best.
Yeah, I'm not against them. Like I said, I just never really. It was never a big deal to me. Let's go to Cracker Barrel after church. I'm like, really? Is there going to be a long line there? I guess maybe that's part of it because they had such a level of popularity for many years.
That shows their popularity. Why would you mess with that? You've got a porch full of people on on their rocking chairs that you can buy and take home, and you're going to mess with that? That just doesn't seem smart.
That is, you know, that's always the difficult proposition. Do we kind of freshen things up? Do we tweak things? Do we make things better? Or does that mess with people's comfort level? And they're like, no, I love this place because of all these things, and I don't want them to change or go away.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know, honestly, how their stock could drop more than 12% because they're changing some things up.
It's incredible. I know. That kind of surprised me, too. But
I mean, if they
what we're not understanding is the woke reference.
In
relation to this. Now, I think there was something going on with DEI back in July. But again, that was back in July. This all just popped up because they're changing the logo. And then people go, oh, they're going woke. Well, I'm not getting that part personally.
No,
I go for
neither
the food
am I.
And the atmosphere.
The redesign, first time in 48 years that the logo has not included the iconic illustration. Now, but here's what they're trying to say. The original Cracker Barrel old country store opened in 1969 featured a text-only logo before adding the barrel and man in 1977. So they're saying, look, it really it's a new transformation, but we're getting back to our roots because of that original.
Who remembers that, though?
Nobody.
No, that's corporate.
I didn't know.
That's,
you didn't know. Nobody knew until.
That's corporate speak.
I just said it.
That corporate speak is what that
is. Yeah. The CEO, of course, she's going to defend it.
Sure. It's her decision.
Yeah. Julie Messino telling ABC News, people like what we're doing. Cracker Barrel needs to feel like the Cracker Barrel for today and for tomorrow. The things that you love are still there. We need people to choose us, and we want people to choose us. All right.
Maybe a little more subtle would have been smarter, not make overtime.
You know, getting your panties in a wad over Cracker Barrel, whatever changes are coming there,
yep,
just shows you that we're winning and life is good when we can worry about these totally non-important things.
Yeah, that's a good point.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Ain't no Cracker Barrel, you ain't got no cracker. It's part of the logo.
Oh, wow.
Why you hate the cracker man on the front? Why you hate that dude? I know that dude. He's from Knoxville.
Oh, wow.
And he's a great guy other than
yeah.
He sings Rocky Top and he loves them Volunteers. Other than that, he all right.
Yeah.
He all right. Yeah, the controversy continues. Cracker Barrel changed their logo. It's like yawn. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Gag me with a pitchfork. I got time for that.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got no time for that.
But I am craving pancakes
cracker.
All of a sudden.
I'll change the name. Cracker. Mm-hmm.
Well, remember the politician?
You know what I'm saying?
The politician a couple of weeks ago? She's on this rant about how Republicans and conservatives, you can't go to Mexican restaurants and
Chinese restaurants.
And Indian. You got to go to Cracker Barrel.
Right.
I'm like, how racist is that?
Because you're against immigrants.
Yeah.
You hate immigrants.
Right. So,
which nobody hates immigrants. They just don't care for illegal immigrants
yeah.
for obvious reasons.
So we're supposed to go to Cracker Barrel because we're crackers or something. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's a crazy world we live in.
And wish we had that kind of time to really be concerned about it. Because it's not anywhere near like the Bud Light thing. They're trying to say it's some kind of wokeishness. I don't.
It's a revamp, and is it a bad idea? Probably, because they're a very successful business right now, and they're like you said, they're busy. So why mess with that?
But also, you're hungry. Hey, it's Cracker Barrel. All right, let's go. And then people go in and go, oh, that's right. You know, they changed some things. Okay,
right.
Big deal. McDonald's has done different things through the years,
sure.
The way they designed their restaurants. Even Coca-Cola has tweaked their logo.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a nothing burger to me. Yeah.
But why you would do this whole, we need to do the Cracker Barrel what we did to Bud Light. I'm like, why? This is not the same thing.
Well, you know, when a new boss comes in, like a new CEO, sometimes they have to mark their territory.
I put
the new logo out, you know? And some people are going to call this like the new Coke,
uh-huh.
the latest version of the new Coke.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what the stores really look like in the restaurants and the shopping area when they change that part of it. So
yeah, I was looking at my sleep calculations, and I will lose exactly zero amount of sleep
zero,
over that.
Okay.
I don't give a darn what you paint on the front door. If I go there, I hope I get good food and good service at a reasonable price. And if you do those things, mm-hmm. I quite frankly don't care what you call it, what color your logo is, or what color the walls are painted inside. I just don't. It just doesn't. It's not. It just doesn't. I don't care.
But
if I keep talking about it, then I'd be lying because it sounds like I care.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just don't take away the little game off the table, you know, with the
I'm not
things.
Sure. Are they still there?
Oh, they're still there. A lot of
okay.
them are, yeah.
Now that, I have to say, gives me a comfort level.
And sometimes the kids like to go play checkers there at the end of the row where they've got the
I don't know anything about
little
that.
Checker tables.
No.
So, yeah.
Kids should be seen and not heard.
Well, they go play checkers. They won't bother you.
But unless it was me as a kid, of course. And we played that little triangular game with the golf tees.
Yeah.
And that does bring back memories. That reminds me of traveling and going on vacation and eating in these little diners.
Oh,
and a lot of them
yes.
had those.
You're right.
And so, yeah, that's a great memory. I wonder if they'll take that away.
I don't know. you're trying to revamp
now
that
you know what they'll have now, a place where the kids can, you know, plug into.
I hope not.
You know, the port here, you can charge your phone and play video games at the same time. And all. That's probably what they'll do.
They'll probably totally ruin it if they go that far.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear about this fake shooting? Which a fake shooting is better than a real shooting because people don't die. So there's that. Villanova University, this is located in Philadelphia, they told students to move to a secure location, barricade the doors. There were reports of an active shooter on the campus, and apparently there's some video that people reacted like very quickly, and there was obviously a great deal of concern, as there should be if you've got a an active shooter scenario. But Villanova University officials confirmed a cruel hoax led administrators to send out an active shooter alert on Thursday, urging students and staff to lock and barricade doors. The Pennsylvania School's Department of Public Safety received an anonymous report of an active shooter in the Charles Widger School of Law, and that was about 4:30 p.m. An alert warning, a possible shooter on campus, interrupted the annual freshman orientation where parents were saying goodbye to their kids. It's actually there. That's a Catholic university, so it was an orientation mass that was taking place. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's every parent's nightmare, of course.
Oh, yeah.
You're sending your kids off, and for the freshmen, you know, their first day.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you get an active shooter report.
Not funny.
It was a hoax. I think they'll investigate this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Even the FBI apparently is already involved.
As they should be.
So there you go. 6:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And hour number one down, several hours yet to go. And we're going to try to keep you entertained, give you the latest on Aaron, bye-bye. But there's other stuff a-stirring. Details next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.